Dextra began sewing the prototypes of the outfit she brainstormed for Billy at the same time that Celia skittered out of her room and knocked on her mother's door. "Cece, did you have a good nap?"
"Yes, mother,"
uttered Celia meekly. Although she was small and youthful, Celia was actually the same age as Baxter and Demuria.
"Hello, Billy,"
greeted Celia with joy. "My mom's projects take a lot of time. Would you like to play a game or do a puzzle?" Billy nodded and hovered onto Celia's back, nuzzling her with her cheek. Celia brought Billy down to the playroom in the basement. While Celia shuffled a new deck of cards, she asked Billy how she liked her new school.
"It's fine, I guess. They have an impressive collection of books in the library, but I bring my lunch from the PX."
After shuffling the deck, Celia unrolled the game mat and dealt their hands.
"You know, I've heard what's been happening to you at school. I've had the same experience."
Billy reflected on how terrified she thought she was going to be when Dextra answered the door, and she realized that she was part of the problem.
"Celia, I'm so sorry for expecting the worst about you and your mother. Please forgive me."
Celia beamed and replied, "There's nothing to forgive you for, Billy. We all have our fears. Besides, being a Black Widow spider makes it easier to sift through who one's real friends are." Billy had no idea what species of arachnid Dextra and Celia were, but it didn't matter anymore. She loved and felt safe with them.
"I always wanted a sister," Celia tittered as she watched Billy elegantly nibble on a chocolate chip cookie as big as herself.
All aglow by Celia's heartfelt desire, Billy expressed, "My cousin Berna always says that one can never have too much family. I'm sure Babs and Baxi won't mind sharing me.
But are you sure that my not having stripes doesn't bother you?"
"Not in the least. My toxins are benign, but I'm still classified as poisonous. Do you fear me?" Billy shook her head and said, "Never."